Miss Loretta, Loretta Carpenter, Carpenter. History of present illness. This is a 79-year-old woman who resides with her husband of 40 years in Houston, Texas, period. She's originally from Houston. She's a right-handed registered nurse times many, many years who sustained a left hemispheric stroke 6.5 years ago, which has left her with severe dysphagia, right-sided weakness, and right-sided contracture, period. New paragraph, she's only able to take liquids with Thicket, THICK-IT, and that's with difficulty, period. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight, 40 pounds over the past 6-7 months, and at least 7 or 8 pounds in the past month per husband, period. New paragraph, the family is very much not interested in a percutaneous gastrostomy tube in the past, nor at this time, period. She suffers from past medical hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, DJD, renal insufficiency, high cholesterol, chronic pain, leg pain, symptoms of neuropathy, depression. Patient also has difficulty sleeping, only sleeps 6-7 hours a day, and anxiety issues along with seizures, period. Medication includes lamotrigine, L-O-M-O-T-R-I-G-O-N-E, diclofenac, tramadol, Celexa, Lunesta, Procardia ER, Prilosec, and Effexor, along with Trazodone and Cytotec, C-Y-T-O-T-E-C, period. Medical problems, stroke, hypertension, renal insufficiency, right-sided weakness, severe dysphagia, high risk of fall, high risk of aspiration. As a matter of fact, she's chronically aspirating as I'm examining her right now. Social, also put married, 40 years, registered nurse, smoker, many years, but not no alcohol use. Surgical history, appendectomy, hysterectomy. Under social, put down, has had 2 children. Family history, hypertension, coronary artery disease. Review of system as above. Blood pressure 100 over 60. Pulse is 88. Respiration is 18. Heart, very faint and distant heart sounds with few ectopics. Lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds, raspy breathing with wet, raspy breathing with evidence of aspiration, severe. I'm sure patient would not pass a swallowing test at the moment, but has been very adamant against PEG tube and is at a high risk of aspiration. Abdomen is soft, scaphoid, neurological, dense right-sided hemiparesis. Lower extremity, no swelling, but severe muscle wasting. Upper extremity, muscle wasting. Contractures right side, temporal wasting, bilaterally. Oral mucosa, dry. Skin, no rash, but dry, pasty. Assessment here, we have a 79-year-old woman with history of stroke, right-sided weakness, dysphagia, chronic aspiration, high risk of fall, right-sided paralysis, who is very much hospice appropriate, period. New paragraph. Patient has requested and has continuously requested no gastrostomy tube, no feeding tube. Next number, high risk of aspiration. Next number, patient is chronically aspirating as we speak. Next number, severe, severe protein and calorie malnutrition, taking minimal amount of food. Next number, muscle wasting. Next number, the last time they tried to draw blood, she was so dry, the nurse couldn't even draw any blood to check her albumin. Next number, depression. Next number, anxiety. Next number, tolerating medication only when crushed and only from time to time. Next number, decreased sleep. Next number, total ADL dependency. Next number, homebound. Next number, chairbound, and only able to get to bed with the help of her husband. Next number, weakness. Next number, gurgling and muscle and aspiration. Next number, severe muscle weakness. Next number, high risk of stress ulcers, hence the reason for Cytotec. Next number, severe pain, lower extremity, neuropathy, as well as DJD related. Next number, muscle wasting. Next number, overall prognosis remains very poor for this woman, remains hospice appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months. On the medication list, go ahead and put Lunesta, if I didn't say, and Pravacol or Pravastatin and Prilosec, if I didn't say those things. Make sure you add those things in. Okay, thank you.